Uber has been operating in the state for just over a month now. Their launch followed Governor Matt Meade's signing of a bill to legally authorize ride-sharing companies in Wyoming. However, while some consumers have been taking advantage of the service, others are less excited. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen has more.
Brandon French was one of the very first drivers to start working for Uber in March. Right now, he's a university student in Laramie. He says Meade signed the bill on a Friday, and he was on the road that weekend.
It was Saturday or Sunday is when I was first driving, and it was great. I mean, I-80 was shut down at the time, so it came down to the point where all these truck drivers were flooding into Laramie, and they were all parked everywhere.
French says a lot of them needed a ride for a warm meal, so they use the Uber app on their smartphones to request a driver.
And then I pick them up, drive them where they need to go, and I was getting multiple requests, one after the next and after the next.
The service works just like that. A customer uses the Uber application on their phone to type in their destination. Then an estimated fare is given before the rider can choose to send a request to the nearest available driver. It sounds very similar to requesting a taxi ride, but it's different. Franz Schreiner is the territory manager for Uber. He says the company offers a different kind of service.
We're a transportation network company that built a smartphone application where you can use your personal car to give people rides. And that's really one of the things that sets us apart from cabs.
Compared to cab companies, Uber has very few regulations. Schreiner says that's by design because the company wants to make sure it's easy as possible for someone to earn extra income by driving on the platform. Schreiner says interested drivers go online, fill out a couple of quick forms, and undergo a background screening process.
And in a few days, you are hopefully ready to start driving. And then you just download the Uber driver app, and you can start immediately whenever you want.
The lack of regulation has caught the attention of cab companies. Tom Elliott is the owner of Casper Cabs, which has been in business just over 10 years. He says Uber is not fair competition.
Generally speaking, they are a lower price than a taxi, but that's because they don't have all the overheads.
Elliott says taxi drivers face more stringent background checks, and companies have to purchase expensive commercial insurance to cover cars even when they're not in use. Uber only insures drivers when they have a passenger in their vehicle. Elliott also says the state of Wyoming has agreed to lower safety standards specifically for Uber drivers. He says many cab companies are already losing money.
Quite likely that some of us, all of us, will go out of business.
According to Uber's Franz Schreiner, the service has become very popular.
Over the course of the past month, we've seen amazing growth on the trip side of things. We're really excited for what the future holds for Wyoming. It's going to be a busy summer there in Wyoming, and we're happy to be a part of it.
Schreiner says that could include service in some of the state's more rural areas. But one of the challenges may be how popular it is with drivers. Uber driver Brandon French says when he first started driving in Laramie, he saw an immediate demand.
But now it's the market is so flooded with, you know, drivers, and there's just not that many people utilizing it, especially throughout the daylight hours.
French says the high number of drivers in Laramie and lower demand has significantly impacted his pay. Time will only tell how well the service both catches on and remains popular in the state. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.